different depths as well to fish at.
The overall depth of the lock, there's a section that's the deepest point, 32 foot of the lock. That's near the tower. That's the deepest point of the water.
How deep?
32 foot. That's the deepest point of the water.
Wow, you got a submarine in there?
That's the deepest point, eh? It was a man-made wall that was built by the prisoners of the war back in 1920-odd, I think. I'm not sure.
One last question before I go for here. Is life jackets compulsory?
Yes. I supply all life jackets and they're compulsory, yes.
You've got them for hire for those that arrive without them.
I supply them to everybody if they've not got their own. But what I have found is a lot of folk who do go out in the boat fishing all the time have got their own. There's a lot of folk out there that have got their own life jackets.
Well, I enjoyed speaking to you, and no doubt if I'm keep good health, I'll see you next year.
No bother, thanks a lot. Nice speaking to you too.
He's thinking you're closing down. He's open all year, Bob. When you say you can supply life jackets, you supply the boats, but you don't supply the engines or the batteries. Is there a charge for the life jackets?
No charge for the life jackets. But as by March, I will have a couple of engines that I will be putting out on hire.
That will make a difference, I think. Again, with people just dropping in, you know, maybe an old person.
There will be a couple for on hire. The turn of the year, but as I say, I've got a lot to do regarding the fish farm as well between now and the end of the baby March, really, to try and get that up and running, because there's a lot of work involved with that.
It sounds fantastic, and I'm glad that you managed to get the license or take over the running of the B Craig's Loch and the fishery, right? And I look forward to chatting to you again and maybe getting some reports through one or two of the people I have went along and what they've caught and what they've been using as well. Is that possible?
That's no bother. I can send you a report every week what the catches are and what they've been getting caught on and the sizes of the fish if you want me to do that.
You catch fish, don't you?
Yes.
You cook fish, do you eat it?
No.
A lot of people don't.
You know
they just
what? I don't kill fish either. I do a lot of salmon fishing myself and I don't kill fish. I'm just in it for the sport.
That's what I like to hear.
That's all I'm in it for is sport. I do not kill fish.
Right, if anyone wants any more information, I know you've covered quite a lot there, or maybe even some pictures and that. You've taken over the fishery. Have you also got the website as well that went with it?
The Country Park website, the B Craig Country Park, have got a fishing bit on that that folk can go into and have a read-up about it and a picture, and the prices are on the B Craig Country Park one. My website is in the middle of getting processed. I've got a Facebook page that folk can see us on that. It's B Craig's Trout Fishery, and there's regular pictures and updates going on that every day or every second day. Every week there's stockings going on in it, so you'll be kept well informed well on the Facebook page side of it.
Kevin, have you got a booking forum? Again, for those that pre-book in advance?
I've actually been taking bookings for next year. By a lot of folk angling clubs as well. So if the folk just call me up on my landline or the mobile with their dates, and I'll put their dates straight into the diary.
Very good.
How many people can the lock take? What's your maximum?
9 boats. It's usually 2. You could put 3 in a boat, but it's usually 2 to a boat. So you're talking 18 folk on the 9 boats.
Right, so really it's important at specific times of the year, and as you said, you're open right throughout the year. If there's a couple of you going along, or maybe 2 or 3 of you going along, is to check out and book beforehand, yeah?
Yeah, definitely, because there's been some days there I've been fully booked, and maybe there might have been boats available at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Folk have took them then. They've maybe turned up in the morning, there's been no boats. They've came back this afternoon and booked boats for 3 till 7, which is what you're really wanting. Fully booked all the time, the boats coming in and out constantly. Maybe not as much now in the winter, but in the summer, that's the plan, to get the boats in and out. It opens until 10, 11 at night, and get as many folk into the country park in total as possible.
One final question for me, Kevin, is how easy is it to get to B Craig's Country Park and, of course, your fishery?
If you type the postcode into the sat nav, it takes you right to visitor centre at B Craig, and it shows you the signs are there saying B Craig's Lock to the bottom. It's 2 miles from Linlithgow, very easy to get to, and as I say, the sat nav, you put put the postcode into the Saturday Ave and it'll take you right to the lock.
Thanks very much, and thanks for coming live and talking sport on Black Diamond FM.
No bother, Russell. Thanks for the opportunity.
No problem. Anytime, Kevin.
Right, thanks a lot.
Right, bye.
All right.
Cheers, well, Kevin, before we go, before we go, you mentioned football. I know we're not going to talk about football, you know, loads and loads of football tonight, but you have agreed to come on and talk about football. What are you involved in?
I coach Livingston FC under-11s, and I've been doing that for 3 years now, and we're actually going to 11-a-sides come March, so it's a really important next few weeks and couple of games to build the boys up for going into 11-a-sides, and I'm really enjoying that. I'm really looking forward to going into 11s with the boys there, see how they get on.
When do they normally play?
We normally play Saturday mornings. We're actually playing at Livingston Village Primary School this Saturday morning at 11:30 kick-off. But sometimes we play down at Livy Stadium, down behind the pitch, on the 3G pitch. But when we go to 11-a-sides, we'll be playing at Craigswood Sports Centre.
Not too much about football, because we've been talking about fishing.
Yep.
Remember, I've got Saturday Sports Roundup, 3 o'clock till 6. You're quite welcome to come on, chat about what's happening, or what did happen in the morning and Saturday, in the afternoon. So that's open to you as well.
No bother, Russell. Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too, Russell, okay?
Right, bye.
Cheers, bye.
There we are, Bob. What about that?
That was good,
eh? A wee bit of a surprise for you, because you didn't realise we were getting a link up tonight.
Yep.
So, another fishing pond, another report, and of course some tips for any anglers that are going out there, what they can use and the possibility of catching what other people have.
There are no many fisheries for the no bank fishing.
And also, remember we talked about previous talking sport where, you know, there's not many locks or places or fisheries that actually breed their own fish.
That's right.
And this one is going to start that as well.
Well, it's a big undertaking for them, but good luck to them.
Yeah, good luck, and we'll be following them all the way and finding out what progress he's been making and success on the loch or off the loch, whatever the case may be. Thanks very much, Bob.
Right, thanks, Russell.